Now, Senator John Madigan is, well, maybe not a household name in Australian politics, but come September, after the election on September 14, there's every chance that Senator Madigan may well hold the balance of power in the Australian Senate. He's a Democratic Labor Party Senator for Victoria. And next week, Senator Madigan will introduce a motion in the Senate aimed at stopping the public funding of abortions used to purely select the sex of that child. Now, there's little evidence that this practice exists or is anything like widespread in Australia, and the motion is not likely to get backed by either of the major parties. But Senator Madigan, in doing this, has raised abortion as a political issue and flagged his position as a parliamentarian very much dedicated to the pro-life cause. Senator joins you now. Senator Madigan, thanks for being with us on Sunday Extra.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jonathan.
Can we start with an outline of the motion that you're intending to introduce into the Senate?
Basically, the motion is directed at the Medicare funding of abortion based on gender. And the fact is that this is happening. There's been a case in Victoria with ECAT, with the two boys written not too distant past. And I've had a number of GPs and obstetricians who've contacted me only in the last couple of days to confirm to me that they have been approached for abortions based on the sex of a child.
Do you think you'll get support from the major parties, which is what you need to make this a legislative reality?
Well, Jonathan, there are people who are in, in the major parties who share my view of this abhorrent process, and I expect that I will get support from those people who share my view, and I hope to educate other people as to what is happening. Point out to them that this does happen in other countries around the world, and there is evidence of it happening here.
Is there a case, Senator, for abortions under any circumstances?
Well, in my book, Jonathan, I don't believe in abortion, full stop. Now, I understand that there's people who don't share my view, but, in a democracy, all people are entitled to express their view. Now, my stance on this issue, euthanasia, same-sex marriage, whatever, I'm out there, I've publicly stated my views, and I don't stand back from anything that I've said.
You're also of the view, are you not, that there are many others within the federal parliament who are of like mind but are reluctant to give expression to those views?
Well, there are people, who cop it, so to speak. I understand that, people, there's a lot of people out there who don't accept other people's right to free speech. To give you an example, only this week, earlier in the week in Parliament, Senator Hanson Young brought up the same-sex marriage debate. Month or so ago, Senator Di Natale raised the issue of euthanasia and territory rights in the ACT on this issue. Now, they have a right to express their opinion, and I have a right to express mine.
Senator John Madigan is a DLP senator for Victoria. Senator, your position reminds me of the famous Tasmanian independent Brian Harradine, who took a very strong position on abortion in politics. Now, he was very much an anti-abortion man by conviction, and used his position of balance of power in the Senate to advance that cause, most notably in the banning of the drug RU486 and in the curtailing of some foreign aid that was linked to family planning under the Howard government. Would you use your position of authority in the Senate if you had it to push for any other reform of abortion law other than the motion that you've got currently on the table in terms of sex selection abortion?
Yes, not, you know, unashamedly so, but, you know, it's one step at a time.
Senator, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thanks for the opportunity.
Senator John Managhan is a DLP senator for Victoria.